This news update is being brought to you by Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, make it Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at this hour's news. A two-vehicle crash in Huron County sent two women to the hospital Friday afternoon. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office crash report, the collision happened about 12:23 p.m. on August 7th on Van Dyke Road in Huron Township. The report lists the crash as occurring on a straight, two-lane roadway where the posted speed limit sign is 45 miles per hour. Investigators say a 2022 gray Kia Soul was traveling north on Van Dyke Road when its 72-year-old driver saw another vehicle fail to stop at a posted intersection. The Kia driver attempted to stop but was unable to avoid the collision. The second vehicle, a 2020 gray Toyota Highlander, was driven by a 23-year-old woman. According to the investigating officer's narrative, that driver acknowledged she did not stop at the intersection and said the crash was her fault. The 72-year-old Kia driver suffered possible injuries and was transported by Central Huron Ambulance. A 26-year-old passenger in the Kia was also listed with possible injuries. The report indicates both were taken to a hospital in Bad Axe. The driver and passenger were wearing seatbelts, and the Kia's airbags did deploy. Both vehicles sustained disabling damage and were towed from the scene. The crash occurred during daylight hours with cloudy skies and dry pavement, and the report indicates neither alcohol or drugs were suspected in the crash. And the Huron County Road Commission says work is scheduled to begin Tuesday, August 18th, along Kindy Road, also known as Main Street, from M53 to Crockard Road. The project covers just 1 mile and includes milling and new asphalt, along with aggregate shoulder work and updated pavement markings. Officials say the improvements are intended to provide a smoother driving surface and extend the life of the existing roadway. Traffic will remain open during construction, with flaggers directing motorists through the work zone. Drivers should use caution and expect some delays. Weather permitting, the project is expected to be completed by August 29th. And we'll be back right after this word from our sponsor.
Are you ready for the next power outage? Have you had your generator serviced recently? Can't remember, huh? Well, a generator is only good if it fires up and runs properly when the power goes out. It needs periodic servicing too, even if you haven't used it recently. Are you aware that Mauer Electric services generators? Call Mauer Electric of Bad Axe for all your generator needs. Mauer Electric is also your authorized Generac generator sales and service center. They sell, install, and service Generac generators as well as a host of other brands.
For Generac generator sales and service, as well as service on any make and model, call Mauer Electric in Bad Axe today. This is Nikki Melnick. Call us at 989-269-8171.
And we're back. Deckerville Junior Senior High School students will see new restrictions on cell phones and other personal electronic devices when they return to school for the 2026-27 school year. Deckerville Community Schools says students in grades 7th and 8th will follow a bell-to-bell policy with no access personal electronic devices from 8:05 a.m. until 3 p.m. Devices must be turned off or silenced and stored in lockers and generally should not be carried during the school day. High school students in grades 9th through 12th will have more limited access. They may use personal electronic devices during their assigned lunch period, but devices must remain off or silenced and stored in lockers during classes and passing time. The policy covers cell phones and smartphones, communication-enabled smartwatches, wireless earbuds and headphones, personal tablets and laptops, and other devices capable of messaging, accessing the internet, or playing media. The district lists exceptions for teacher-approved instructional use, medical needs, and personal laptops used by students taking dual enrollment courses. The changes come as Michigan schools begin complying with a new statewide requirement for the 2026-27 school year. State law requires public school districts and academies to prohibit students from using wireless communication devices during instructional time, while allowing districts to impose additional restrictions. The law also requires exceptions for certain medical, educational, special education, and emergency situations. Deckerville says the goal of its new policy is straightforward: reduce distractions, keep students present, engaged, and ready to learn. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Maurer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, make it Maurer Electric of Bad Axe.
Are you ready for the next power outage? Have you had your generator serviced recently? Can't remember, huh? Well, a generator is only good if it starts right up and runs properly when the power goes out. Even if you haven't used it recently, it needs periodic inspection and service. Maurer Electric of Bad Axe services most brands of generators.
This is Nikki Melnick. Maurer Electric is an authorized Generac sales, service, and warranty dealer, and we service most other makes and models. Call Maurer Electric in Bad Axe, 989-269-8171, 989-269-8171.
Write that number down, 269-8171.